Okay, how you doing? This is Frank Simon with brother Matt Singleton.
And hey, buddy.
Our program is called The Rest of the News, and we try to prevent important information that the liberal media refuses to report, and there's a lot of it. God has reminded me that he didn't suffer on the cross and the crucifixion so that we could go around trying to entertain ourselves. But we want to stick with important things. So the first thing I thought of, we saw that movie called Genesis.
Yes, the Genesis Part 1, Paradise Lost. That
right.
was a special presentation, and this is very similar to a movie earlier this year. It was called Is Genesis History, where what they did was they got nationwide attention by getting two specific dates. So it aired Monday and it aired Thursday. Now, this movie, the producers are with a ministry called Creation Today. Producer most notable is Eric Hovind. Eric is known for his father, Kent Hovind. Kent Hovind is one of the more famous young earth creationist debaters. He's been in several hundred debates. Eric Hovind has started up his own ministry, and I got the opportunity to interview him personally about 5 years ago, and that's when they were really starting on this project. Me and my wife got to watch the movie. It is very much superior as far as the presentation goes. They use 3D imagery. As you went through it, they would go through things like the 7 days of creation, giving you a lot of visual aids. And,
yeah.
And honestly, that is something we need to look into when we do a scientific presentation like this. People talk about the Big Bang Theory and evolution, and there's famous drawings that people associate. But this was a very amazing presentation, and there's a lot of information that backs up the creation story in Genesis. And unfortunately, even if it's just evidence, just because it's evidence, the fact that it's pointing to this conclusion, major scientists like to hide that from the popular mainstream.
Right. There's a couple of Bible verses I want to read in connection with this.
Mm.
The first is Psalm 19, the first verse. It says, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day they uttereth speech, and night unto night they showeth knowledge. There is no speech or language where their voice is not heard. Their line is gone out throughout all the earth, and their words to the end of the world." In other words, it's like God is up there broadcasting 24/7 in 1,000 different languages all at one time. And if you look up there and see that all of the things that God has made, it's a very powerful evidence that there is a God.
And the fact is that illustrates itself to the people of ancient times in a way that we don't really, we live all our lives underneath roofs half the time. We're focused on watching television, listening to the radio, or being on the internet. But back in those days, when they looked up at the stars in the sky, what they could see was patterns and constellations.
Yeah.
And from these, you get messages, just like, you know, they used to write in hieroglyphics.
Yeah.
The Egyptians would write that way, but also the way they would write characters of letters was very hieroglyphic-like. So when they saw something, today we might say it's the Little Dipper, and then maybe you can see the Big Dipper. The Greeks called it Ursa Minor and Ursa Major, but the Arabs identified those as the little sheep and the big sheep.
Huh.
And today, the little sheep is connected to the North Star, which is the most northern point of the universe above us. When we think of the little sheep or the Lamb of God, the Bible says the throne of God is over the north. Well, now you've got that Lamb of God over the north, over the throne of God.
Right, right. In Romans 1:19 or 20, it says, "For the invisible things of God from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that no one has any excuse." We look at the wall and see a picture there. We say, oh, there must have been a painter that made that picture.
Mm-hmm.
But the evolution would say, oh, no, that painting got up there all by itself. Of course, it took millions and millions of years, but it got up there on the wall all by itself. It jumped on the paintbrush, and then it jumped on the wall, And of course, over millions of years, it turned into a painting.
Mathematicians and scientists say it would take millions and billions, and actually, oftentimes, trillions of years for this stuff to accidentally happen. Basically, our academics are saying, so you say there's a chance.
You know? No.
Maybe if we just give them a couple more million years, maybe it'll all fall into place. But the thing is that accidents usually don't result in good things. I'll go, and when I'm dealing business, whether it's just simply buying food or dealing with a bank or dealing with somebody, whenever there's an accident, it's usually in their favor again instead of mine. The way of life with evolution is based off of time and chance and death. Those things really don't add up as well as people would think.
One of the main things that Ken Ham said in that movie is that you and I must make a decision whether they're going to believe what God says about creation or the man-made ideas or fake news about what man made up. Without, it seems to me that modern science has all against the theory of evolution.
Now, I want to quickly add, what they did was the Creation Today Ministry partnered with several big popular ministries. One was Answers in Genesis with Ken Ham, the guy who's behind the Creation Museum and the Ark Encounter. Also with Ray Comfort, his ministry is called Living Waters. People would know him really because his partner was Kirk Cameron. Put all these guys together, but let's go back to that big decision. You have to understand that this is not just a me and my little spirituality religion decision. This is, what is the world that I'm operating in? Is the world I'm operating in just a series of accidents and then I operate my life according to accidents? Or is it something that has a purpose and a design? Or maybe you're trying to find some combination
right,
of the two.
Right, right.
Now here's the problem with trying to find a combination of the two. Evolution operates on chance and accidents, but yet God is all-knowing and purposeful.
Purposeful,
so everything
right.
He does has a design to it, has a purpose to it. There's a reason for everything,
right.
And there's no reason for anything under evolution. And those two are like oil and water. They just don't really mix.
Right, right. Now, here's a letter I got. It says that all of the problems that we have in the world today, the drugs, the crime, the poor academic achievement in the United States, sexually transmitted diseases, all of these are a direct result of the failure of our public schools. In other words, they took God out, say, well, we just don't need God anymore. And that's what caused a lot of these problems. Like I've said before, when I was growing up, there was no drug problem in the schools.
Mm-hmm.
When you left your house, you didn't have to lock the door or you walk through the inner city. There was no problems. But when they kicked God out of our schools and they started this failed public school system, that's when we had the drugs, the crime, the poor academic achievement. All of this started when they said, well, we don't need God anymore because we're too smart.
Mm-hmm. What you see with that, I have a Christian worldview and I think, okay, well, my body's something I need to take care of, then I need to be careful what I put in it. But
right.
If I'm just a bunch of chemicals, well, let's just add some more chemicals, drugs.
Right. Right.
And then everything will be okay.
Absolutely. It's ridiculous. They took out Christianity and now they've put in Islam. They're teaching Islam in the public schools now. That's where we're headed. Okay, we got to take a break. We'll be right back. Okay, Matt, you know what bothers me the most about this indoctrination of our students and our children is that they make you and me pay for it.
Yeah.
See, if somebody wants to believe some kind of fairy tale, that's one thing. But for them to make me pay for indoctrination of my own children, that's just over the edge.
Yeah, I mean, the whole system runs on the fallacy we call bait and switch. When I say evolution's a problem, well, that's a scientific term. Then I go like, okay, well, atheism's a problem. They say, well, that's a philosophical term. And then I say, okay, well, secular humanism is a religion. And then they're like, well, don't say that word so we don't have to deal with it. They have a religion that they're pushing in the government. When we look at this warfare, reason they are promoting Islam, they don't want, especially, they do not want African Americans to be so Christian anymore.
Right.
So they want to put this alternative in there, and they push that. Even though half of those beliefs contradict everything they do, it's all this political warfare and a lot of psychological warfare, too.
Well, the Islam is, they're still making slaves out of everyone they can.
Yes.
They believe in slavery.
Yeah, I mean, over in the Sudan, the Muslims in the north of Sudan practice slavery to the Christians of the south. A couple of years ago, there was a situation where 260 African Christian girls were kidnapped and raped and turned into prostitutes.
Absolutely.
Obama just sat there and did nothing because, oh, well, who cares? They're just Christians from another country.
I want to mention this. This is the Jesus video. It's about an hour long. It's the greatest story ever told. And we'll give you this free. And the other good thing about this video is it's in 24 different languages, including English. So you just click on the language you want to hear it in, and you'll get it the way you call for it. But this is an extremely valuable piece of information, and we'll send that to you for free if you just call. Best thing to call right now is 895-5025, 895-5025, and we'll send you the Jesus video. And I also want to mention this, the Jesus bumper sticker. This is the name above every name that makes the lame to walk, makes the blind to see. It opens prison doors and sets the captives free. Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. So this means that you're part of the Christian movement, and put that on your car and it'll mean a lot.
So many men have claimed that they have the answer, but Jesus is the answer.
That's right.
So many people look for a way of salvation, but Jesus is the Savior.
That's right.
The one that can actually bring it to do it. He conquered death, hell, and the grave. No one else has done that.
Absolutely. And here's another bumper sticker. This is called Together Under God, We're Invincible or Unbeatable. This is very important. This is what we call truth warriors. We've got courses on American history, on creation science, and we'll send you that all free for your Sunday school class or your church or for public schools. Now that Senate Bill 17 has passed, we can teach this and talk about it in the public schools.
That is an amazing avenue, the fact that we're able to get in the school system. So much that has gone on with our culture is because they trap the information, the truth. They trap it, they keep it away from young people.
Absolutely.
So they can make either mediocre decisions or the wrong decisions with their life.
Okay, we got Brad on the line.
Hey, thank you so much. I appreciate you guys. I just want to make a comment, see what you guys think about it. I'm of the belief, it sounds tragic and unfortunate, but I'm of the belief that a human being is basically bad without religion, or at least respect for societal law. And I believe if you grow up with the Bible, you're going to have more respect for societal law, reasonable societal law. Yes, sir. And when I talk about religion, of course, that's a broad term. I'm talking about Christianity and God's law. But when you talk about Sharia law, now don't get me wrong, I'm sure there are Christians who don't like boys and girls sharing classrooms for certain reasons, for behavior reasons, and safety reasons, and whatever they decide in their mind, I think you should have that option, and I think we should have a school system that allows that option.
Yeah.
But when I talk to people who are Muslim, or at least support the Muslim cause, if you will, I ask them, well, do you want boys and girls to share a classroom? And they say, absolutely not, strictly not. And I got to tell you, I loved growing up with the girls in my class. I remember my mother asked me when I was in grade school, she just wanted an idea of how her son's mind worked. And she said, hey, Brad, what girls in your class do you think are pretty? And I just remember this innocent answer, honest answer. I just said, well, Mom, I think they're all pretty. And yet, like I said, you should have that option. But not to mention these poor girls that get the mutilation that has gone on in the United States. And I don't want to get too graphic, but it's so unnerving, you almost don't want to know anything about it. But if you don't, it's just going to keep happening. So I just think that the Sharia law, whether you believe in the Bible or not, it's just so extreme. I'm sorry. We need to let boys and girls share a classroom. I think there's a lot learned there.
One thing, Brad, I just wanted to kind of comment. Now, Islam has a different worldview than Christianity. And here's the big difference. I think a lot of what you said is pretty on target, but to kind of put it under a magnifying glass a little bit so we understand. When they think of creation of people, they do not believe that, like Christians believe, that all people are created in the image of God.
Right.
One of their strictest doctrines is that Allah has no children. We think that we are the offspring of God. All people are the offspring of God. If you become a Christian, you are adopted child of God, whereas Jesus is the only begotten Son of God. But with them, Allah has no children. People are not in the image of God. And the image of God gives you a dignity.
Right.
And so we see that all people have dignity and we should treat people that way.
Yes.
Some of these rules follow along that path. The problem with mankind is our spirit got broken. We're spiritually dead, starting off with Adam and Eve when they sinned in the Garden of Eden. Once they kind of got to that point, the spirit was dead in them. They were able to make rational decisions, but all these calamities happened afterwards. We were made to be upright, as Ecclesiastes says. We were made to be good, but now we have a bad nature to ourselves that likes to do those wrong things, that likes sin and pleasure within ourselves. And so because of that, we have to be careful. We have to have rules and laws, but we're not simply slaves or robots. We were made to be free. So the law should point us to the truth of God's grace and redemption.
And unfortunately, we act as a people. We're starting to act like laws and facts are subjective and religion is to be scoffed at, or more specifically, Christianity. And that is a double whammy.
Yeah.
I'm just so worried about it. I love my life. I love every hour. I love preaching. But I worry about this country.
Okay, we're going to take a break and we'll be right back. Matt, this is something I read in a book. It says, evolution teaches that there's no meaning to life, no value, no significance, no purpose, no hope, and no restraints against evil. Like you say, they believe they're just animals. This is called impossible things that the evolutionists must believe. Nothing created everything. Chaos created order all by itself, which of course is contrary to the second law of thermodynamics. They just don't recognize intelligent design in the universe and in the cells and in nature. They believe that non-life created life. See, that's absurd. Louis Pasteur proved that back in 1850, that non-life never produces life, and that the blindness created the vision and the deafness created hearing. You really have to go out on a limb to believe in this meaningless that evolution.
You know, when you start to study the history, in academia, they really get away from history a lot. Once you start to understand, all these different secular problems have branched out. Marxism was evolutionary.
Yeah.
Freudianism was evolutionary. And sexology is evolutionary. All the different things that kind of, you know, we've come out with the different behaviors and everything. All that stuff was based off of evolutionary theory. And so we have an entire religion, an entire worldview system answer for all these different things. But the problem is, often they all contradict each other and they go into crazy stuff if you take them, you know, seriously. And most of the time, they're not meant to be serious. They're just really meant to stop any influence from God and religion and all that kind of stuff. And so people just throw it out real quick because they don't expect you to think about it very deeply.
Hitler believed in evolution too.
Yeah.
Right? And the communists.
Yeah, Hitler, he looked up to Friedrich Nietzsche.
Yeah.
Friedrich Nietzsche was famous for saying God is dead and he had his own sense of ethics and stuff. He came up with the relative ethic idea and stuff. Well, he died after 10 years of being in a mental institution. This was that was the chief philosopher. The chief thinker was in a mental institution for the remaining years of his life. Today, there's a lot of people who adhere to postmodern philosophy, which is also based on Nietzsche, the inspiration of Hitler.
Yeah.
You start to put all this stuff together. You have this huge family tree, an incestuous family tree, but this huge, nasty family tree of evil and society problems.
Yeah.
That have come to us from this idea of getting rid of God.
And then the public schools wants to perpetuate that.
The people who push this system take their own kids and then they put them in private schools so that they don't have to deal with it. They keep on devaluing the school system and then they replace theirs with private school education that'll be supposedly better. They tried this stuff out in Russia. And it just went crazy. I read a book, it was called The Perversion of Knowledge, and it talked about how evolution was forced on people, but it wasn't even scientific in their terms. Like, most evolutionists thought this was horrendous. And they basically pushed all this stuff so that they could push their political agenda of man not having free will and all this kind of stuff.
Okay, what are you going to tell us about water on the Earth?
The entire... a scientific system of evolution versus creation all boils down to the issue of whether the earth is what I'd call wet or not. When you look at Genesis, the earth was formless and void, and the Spirit of God hovered across the waters. That is a wet earth primordial beginning.
Yes.
When you look at the origins of the Earth, according to Big Bang Theory and other forms of stellar evolution and stuff, what you have is that the Earth had to start off as space dust from the stars, and dust is traveling around the sun probably, let's say, 1,500 miles per hour, okay, give or take. All these like little rocks are supposed to come together by gravity. Problem is, if we just threw two rocks at each other at about 10 miles an hour, what would happen to those rocks? Would they stick together?
No.
Well, then what happens when you start doing it several thousand miles per hour? It's really kind of an impossible idea, but then they say, and then let's have this molten planet. Well, we'll talk about that.
Okay, we got to take a break. We'll be right back. Matt, can you finish up what you were telling us about water on the Earth?
With this theory that evolution provides us, when the planet was molten lava, obviously water couldn't stay on. It had to be, you know, steam and all that kind of stuff and never really get into the earth because this thing has to be boiling. The earth itself has to be boiling lava for 3 billion years, okay, give or take. Basically, while all this stuff is going on, you can't have water inside deep within the mantle. The earth is gathering all this dust and it's expelling all this water. This is essential because then they're going to establish from that, well, we need these columns. And so they come up with the geologic column and the fossil record and all that kind of stuff. So what do we find in the earth? Well, for instance, we have in Russia, they made a giant hole. They call it a super deep borehole. It's called Kola with a K. And it burrowed about 13 miles below the surface of the earth. It's massive. Okay, there's a lot of videos on it. But when they got down there, they found something that shouldn't be there, and that is water. Now, it was radioactive, but it was water pouring out of the dirt. With all the masses of tons, you would think that none of that water would be able to fit down there, and yet there it was. They found it in several other ways. There's a mineral called wadsilite, and wadsilite is a rock that has 2% water in it. Doesn't sound like much, but guess what? When you get how much wadsilite we have, it has 30 oceans worth of water in the earth with it. Okay? Now, when 70% of our earth is covered in water by four oceans, 30 oceans means more than enough water for a flood and the beginning. There's also a material in lava called deuterium hydrogen. And that also has water molecules within the lava. And that would point to underneath the mantle having that to be liquefied. Finally, there was another thing where they took some seismographic charts and they found what they believe through echo chambers. They believe there's at least under North America four oceans worth. All this type of liquid formation underneath the earth destroys their whole idea because the Big Bang can't make something like that. And then if we have something like that, we don't really need the idea of a geologic column. And we don't find what they call a geologic column anywhere in the Earth as far as Charles Lowell was concerned. And that destroys all of the whole fossil record and evolutionary theory.
That's amazing. All of this stuff is important, all of these ideas, and the public school refuses to let anybody know about it. They've censored all of the important material out of the schools. So we have gone and bought courses. We have a course in creation science. We have a course in American history, another course too. But we would like to send this out to everyone for free, so that your children and your children in church and the children in your public schools can realize that there really is a God that did all of this, and there really is American history. The anti-God people don't want anybody to know that. So we'll send that out to you if you call right now, 895-5025. We'll get you a copy of that. It also has a DVD, which basically teaches the whole course. So it's very easy to do, and we'd like to get that out to everybody.
There's a lot of DVDs in this package. It is amazing. I would call this more of a charity than anything else, because we are giving something that will help people. If you don't have the money to get your kid in private school or homeschool and stuff like that, the fact is you wouldn't want your kid going to a mosque if you were trying to raise them Christian. Well, the thing is that you'd probably be better off in a mosque than you would in some of these public schools.
Yeah.
You need to supplement that and help them to, you know, get a foundation for the right answers and the right way to think and live.
Yeah. So that number again is 895-5025, and we'll give you the Jesus movie and the bumper stickers, the Jesus bumper stickers. We just feel it's important, and we'll pay for all of that and send it to you, because we're all in the same boat, and the whole boat's going to sink if we don't get a few people working on the cause. And that's the other thing. If you call that number, 895-5025, give us your name, address, phone number, and if possible, an email address. We'll send you an update about every week on what's going on in Washington, what we need to ask our congressmen to do. It's very important that we keep in contact with our congressmen and what they're voting on. Let them know what we think about it, and just keep in contact with the people that are making the decisions. So if you can, call us right now, 895-5025, and there's an answering machine. Just leave your name, address, phone number, and email address, and we'll get this all out to you. And we'll get a copy of that, plus the Jesus video and the bumper stickers. We'll get it right out to you. God bless you.